show you tell me it's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on the radio. Truth is on the radio. Talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers.
AMFM Shortwave Talk Radio.
The truth is on Talk Radio.
Folks, second hour of the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Stadtmuller. We are live from the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network here in Round Rock, Texas, in almost beautiful downtown Round Rock, Texas, on this 21st day of March 2006. My guest that I'll bring up after this break, Paul Craig Roberts. And I think I had Paul on. Gosh, it's been a couple of years, and I'd forgotten what this guy was all into until I read his bio, and I'll share that with you. Dr. Roberts is the chairman of the Institute for Political Economy and Research Fellow at the Independent Institute, a former editor and columnist for the Wall Street Journal, and columnist for Business Week and Scripps Howard News Service. He's nationally syndicated columnist for Creators Syndicate in Los Angeles, and a columnist for Investors Business Daily. In 1992, he received the Warren Brooks Award for Excellence in Journalism. In 93, the Forbes Media Guide ranked him as one of the top seven journalists. During the 81-82 years, he served as Assistant Secretary of the Treasury for Economic Policy. President Reagan and Treasury Secretary Reagan credited him with a major role in the Economic Recovery Tax Act of 1981. And he was awarded the Treasury Department's Meritorious Service Award. I didn't know they handed those out, the Meritorious Service Award, for his outstanding contributions to the formulation of the United States economic policy. Dr. Roberts was educated at the Georgia Institute of Technology. He's got a Bachelor of Science in that. The University of Virginia, PhD there. The University of California at Berkeley and Oxford University, where he's a member of the Merton College. His latest books are Tyranny of Good Intentions, co-authored with IPE fellow Lawrence Stratton, and published by Prima Publishing in May of 2000. And also, Dr. Roberts was educated at the Georgia Institute of Technology. He's got a Bachelor of Science there. The University of Virginia, PhD there, as I said earlier. And he is listed in the Who's Who in America and Who's Who in the World, the Dictionary of International Biography, Outstanding People of the 20th Century, and 1,000 Leaders of the World Influence. And by the way, if you want to read any of his archived articles, you can go to lourockwell.com. So I'm very pleased to have him on the air, and I'll have to ask him when I bring him up. You know, I think it's been a couple of years. It may have been longer than that. But, folks, you know what's starting to happen here, and I hope people are paying attention. There are more and more people that heretofore would not dip their toe into the lake of truth. And the reason being is that the truth was a dangerous thing to spread around too much. But more and more people are doing exactly that. People have been shunned, people that they've tried to go after in the system for trying to stand up and tell the truth. There's too many of them now. They can't be silenced. Paul Craig Roberts will join us here in a couple of minutes. I wasn't saying that specifically about Paul, because he's been doing this for a number of years. I'm saying that everybody else has been hiding in the shadows. They're starting to step out into the light. What a wonderful thing. We'll be right back.
Why? Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities, the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge.
Yeehaw!
That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All right, folks, we're back, and I'm very pleased to have this gentleman on. I've heard him on Alex Jones's show. Gosh, he's a regular there. He's on at least two, three times a month. Paul Craig Roberts. Good afternoon, sir.
Hey, John.
How you doing?
Just fine.
Good. When was the last time I had you on the program? Do you even remember?
No, John, but I do remember being on with you.
It's been at least a couple of years.
Maybe.
Yeah, time flies when we're having so much fun. on today's program, you've written a couple of articles recently. And again, folks, if you want to read, and this is good stuff. This comes straight from the heart. No shenanigans going on here. Paul Craig Roberts, a lot of his archived articles can be found on lourockwell.com. And you've done a couple of articles recently. One is another 9/11 in the works and a collapsing presidency. Does one have anything to do with the other?
Yes, of course. I think Bush would be glad right now of another event. You know, his polls are so low and he's got such bad mess in Iraq, and they're rallying the sabers about Iran, and people are turning away from him. So I think they would very much welcome some sort of event that would scare people to death and drive them back to Bush.
Well, but I've been looking at this, the 9/11. I mean, they pulled it off in September of 2001. But would they be able to do it again? Because the story about 9/11 being an inside job, or at least inside knowledge at the very least, has spread far and wide. Do they dare do it again? Because even there wouldn't be the emergency press coverage now. People would be standing back looking at this suspiciously rather than taking the line, hook, line, and sinker.
Well, John, I've never really committed myself on 9/11 other than to say I don't believe the official report.
That's a fair statement.
It's not credible, but that doesn't mean I know who did it or why. I don't know if we'll ever find out, but the official explanation, in my view, is a hoax. Now, and you never know, you know, is it just, are they covering up their own incompetence, or are they covering up something worse? It's almost impossible to find these things out.
We better find out, because if they did it once, there's a possibility if they could do it and cover it up or cover up the details, there's a possibility they could do it again.
Mm-hmm, you know, Agatha Christie in her mystery novels, her one of her points always is that if a murders once, they're bound to do it again. And I do think that no mainstream press would touch the notion that something was phony about the 9/11 event or that something's wrong with the report. You can't get any discussion of it. It's very difficult even to get it on Internet sites that aren't considered far out. It's not something the public is willing to debate. It's funny. They know that the government lied to them about weapons of mass destruction, and yet they believe the government's report about 9/11. So I think that if some inside black ops group or some operation pulled that off, I do think they could do it again, because the skepticism is contained essentially to the Internet and abroad. You know, foreigners don't much believe the story because it looks implausible. So I don't really know.
Yeah.
What the real question is, John, is what is going to save Bush, or to look at it from a different view, what is going to stop the warmongering? How are we going to get out of Iraq? How are we going to stop adding Iran to it? And those types of questions are critical. You think about it, if you can't occupy Baghdad, well, how are you going to occupy Iran?
Well, and this whole thing, of course, we now know, and you said it earlier, that we all know that the weapons of mass destruction was a lie. He tried to blame it off on intelligence failures. We had Colin Powell at the United Nations talking about his yellow cake stuff, and he knew, we found out later, that he knew that that was a lie when he was up there.
Yeah, he said it was a blot on his record.
Yeah, and here we have a situation that supposedly, in the run-up to Iran, they're trying to develop weapons of mass destruction. They want to build power plants, nuclear power plants, and of course they can distill that stuff down and make their own nuclear weapons. And here's my question to you. So what? If nuclear weapons, and Israel has over 400 of them, of every imaginable delivery system, what is wrong with a country having a couple of nuclear weapons on hand for defensive purposes, not for offensive purposes? What would a couple of nuclear weapons do to Israel? Well, tear them up a little bit and make them really mad. But what would that do to Iran? That would invite holy wrath from the state of Israel, and they would be literally wiped off the earth.
Yeah, I don't think the nuclear weapons have anything to do with it, if you want to know the truth. I mean, we know that the weapons of mass destruction had nothing whatsoever to do with why they attacked Iraq. Because just like you said, they knew, that is, our government knew, Iraq didn't have those weapons. It was all an act they put on. They pretended that Iraq had them. So I don't think they care about the weapons. If they do, they should be worrying about Pakistan, because Pakistan has a number of nuclear weapons and missiles. And it's ruled by one of our puppets that we pay millions of dollars to, but he's in deep trouble. And a couple of the provinces there now are controlled by the Taliban, that is, provinces in Pakistan. And there's a rebellion going on in a different province, and the Pakistani army is not really enthralled with the puppet we've stuck in there. So that could go south at any time, and then you would find the mullahs with quite a number of nuclear weapons. And I think the more we pick on countries in the Middle East and attack them and torture them and humiliate them, the more likely there's going to be an uprising in Pakistan. It's rid of our puppet, and then we'll really have a situation where there are a large number of nukes in the hands of Islamic.
Well, and I've said this before, and see if you disagree with this one. If Iran really wanted nuclear weapons, they could have went out in the open marketplace and bought a couple of them. They could have bought a couple from the Pakistanis. They could have bought a couple from India. They most certainly probably could have bought a couple of them from Russia, but they have not. But they're trying to develop nuclear power in their country. They're sitting on a large amount of oil. Well, they don't want to burn the oil for generating electricity. They want to do it by way of nuclear power. And, well, the byproduct of that is, yeah, you can enrich it. You can make uranium, and you can build a few bombs. But I don't see what the big deal about that is.
No, it's not a big deal, John. You know, John, Iran has assigned the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. Of course, Israel hasn't, and India hasn't. But Iran has signed the treaty, and the treaty gives the signatories the right to develop nuclear power. So Iran's not doing anything that they're not legally allowed to do under the treaty, and they permit all the inspections. And in fact, they had even gone beyond the inspections and had added a lot of voluntary inspections in addition. And we just kept picking on. And quite clearly, we're picking a fight. Now, why? No one really knows why. Because if Iran really wanted to cause us trouble, they don't need nuclear weapons. They have the Shia and Iraq, that is the majority population. They're allied with the Iranian Shia. If the United States Army in Iraq is tied down by a small insurgency drawn from only 5 million Sunnis, what would it be like if the 15 million Shia jumped in as well? What would it be like if Iran were to initiate a lot of their human resources? For example, Hezbollah in Lebanon is allied with Iran. Hamas in Palestine is allied with Iran. They have groups in all the minority Shia populations throughout the Middle East. They could cause the most fantastic havoc for us. And if the Shia militias in Iraq were to join in the insurgency, I'm not sure we'd get our army out. We'd face overwhelming numbers of people. And furthermore, Iran, if they wanted to, they could give the insurgents in Iraq, or the resistance fighters, what they really are, they could give them the shoulder-to-air missiles to knock out our helicopters and jet fighters. And they could give them the anti-tank grenades for the rocket-propelled grenade launches they have. And then they'd be knocking out our tanks. And the minute they can knock out our tanks and our helicopters, we really are out of the fight. We're no longer in the fight. The reason that we're there and can come out and show force is because their rocket-propelled grenades don't have the punch to take the tanks, and they don't have the shoulder-fired missiles to take out the helicopters. So Iran has them, and they could give them to the insurgents. And so in every way, they're behaving highly responsible. They're not doing any of all the things they could do to make it unlivable for us. Without, they don't need any nukes.
And so far, Bush has been, well, he's worse than a lame duck right now. He's going to have a hard time trying to sell "let's go get Iran" under any circumstances. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Another ragtag band declaring independence. Laid their bodies down on a bloody war and liberty for their descendants.
All right, we are back. My guest today, Paul Craig Roberts. And during the break, I was thinking, even Charlie Sheen came out yesterday. And, a lot of people are not jumping on this 9/11 thing because they're concerned that, they might be rebuked from mainstream out there. Paul, that situation is changing rapidly. A lot of people have questions. And fortunately, it isn't like the JFK thing. You know, that's one of those issues. Many of the witnesses and the evidence is dead and buried and everything else. But when it comes to security for this country, that is something that is first and foremost in everybody's mind. But we're being sold, I think, the bill of goods on this war on terror. You know, I've been listening to the media, and I listen to them very closely and how their phraseology and how their descriptions of this. And, how many times have they flipped on Iraq? That we're over there fighting terrorism right now. Well, that's not why we went there to begin with. We went over there to supposedly set the Iraqi people free. They are in worse shape now than they ever were under Saddam Hussein. We're talking about going into Iran. Well, I remember back in 1952, if memory serves, we installed the Shah of Iran, which wasn't really popular, after he got ousted out of there and then subsequently died of cancer. We had the Ayatollah Khomeini in there, which wasn't a good bud and pal of the United States. So there's been a change game over there going on repeatedly. I mean, the British went in there first and messed everything up, and here comes the United States. What's the solution over there as far as you're looking at this, Paul?
Well, John, the problem is our behavior. We provoke the trouble by the way we behave, by the all-out support we give Israel when they mistreat the Palestinians. So the solution is to change our behavior and not to be belligerent and threatening and invading, humiliating, and all the rest. It may well be we've created so much dislike and disrespect for us that it would be very difficult to fix the situation. Back before we invaded Iraq, polls indicated that a majority of people in the Middle East had a favorable opinion of the United States. And now the polls show that maybe 4 or 5% have a favorable opinion. So we've really done ourselves a lot of harm. We've got no business telling Islamic peoples what kind of social and political institutions they are permitted to have. We've got no business deciding who we're going to install as their rulers. This form of interference is enough to produce all kinds of hatred and terroristic responses. So, you know, the terrorism thing is phony. It's a hoax. The only terrorism we really know of was 9/11, and we really don't know who did that, if you want to know the honest truth.
Well, and
they avoid the discussion.
Mm-hmm.
So totally that it makes you wonder. I mean, if they really have the goods about how it really happened, then they wouldn't avoid the debates much. So most Americans will never see a terrorist in their life. They'll never be affected. But they will be affected if the Bush regime destroys the United States Constitution and the Bill of Rights and their civil liberties and habeas corpus, and the president and his minions stand up and say, we're above the law, we don't have to pay attention to what Congress says. Just because Congress passed a law and says that we have to have a warrant spying on Americans, we're not going to do it. We don't care what the law says. We have other powers. These are the things that are dangerous to Americans. There's far more danger in the Bush administration to Americans than there is in Iraq or in Al-Qaeda. The Al-Qaeda or Osama bin Laden or Iraqi insurgents, they can't take away our civil liberties. They can't repeal the Bill of Rights. They can't say we're not paying attention to separation of powers. They can't pick up Americans without warrants, hold them indefinitely without charges. These are the things that we're letting our own government have the power to do in the name of fighting some terrorism, which may be largely mythical. What terrorists have you seen? You won't see one your whole life.
The only terrorist I see is the economic terrorist coming out of Washington, D.C.
That's right. The economic, the political, the social. I mean, the terror is when you lose the protective principles that the founding fathers gave us. And what I don't understand is why Americans are so nonchalant about losing habeas corpus, losing warrants. In other words, you can't spy on people or arrest them without warrants. They're just very nonchalant about this, and yet they're worried about some terrorist in Iraq.
Well, that's because they're paying attention to the news medias, and, well, that's basically the government pipeline to the Oval Office, Department of Defense, NSA. It doesn't matter. It's all a scare game now, as if Americans aren't scared enough. We'll be back. We'll also take your calls this hour, 800-313-9443.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
We are back here, and some program notes, notable program notes here, ladies and gentlemen, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. You know the good thing about the liars and the thieves and the shuckers and the jivers? The people of good character said, I've had enough of this. They come out in the open, in public, and speak their piece. One of those people was General Janice Karpinski. She was commanding general of Abu Ghraib prison. Well, they tried to shaft her off over this deal. And you know what? She's a very good woman. She was an outstanding soldier, a good woman. And she's had enough. She's going public. You can hear her program on this network on Saturdays from 3 to 5 p.m. Central Time. Right here on Republic Broadcasting Network. She's had enough. She's a good American. She's coming forward. We've got Webster Tarpley also on Saturdays. Check the listing. Go to rbnlive.com. We're adding more and more people to this network, ladies and gentlemen, that have just had enough. I'm sorry, 5 to 7 p.m.? Is that for who? My producer's talking to me, folks. She is? I thought she was 3 to 5. Check the schedule. Okay. At any rate, we're talking today with Paul Craig Roberts. I think I'm right, Mr. Producer, but I could be wrong. At any rate, we'll also take calls here. Are you finding that to be true, Paul? Are more and more people that are inside that dare not say anything before, do you think they've had enough?
Well, you know, I think they've cleaned out most of the people. if you think about this administration, they're all neocons, and they're all of the same mind. This is the first administration in my lifetime in which there was not constant debate going on. When I was in the Reagan administration, it was just constant debate. Every day, we would have to fight the battle. Are we going to cut the taxes or not? Every day. It was unending debate. Well, when you have an administration where there's no debate, then there's no check on harebrained schemes, corrupt schemes. People just pile mistake on mistake. And this, I think, is highly dangerous. It's highly unusual. If you yourself think back over the administrations, there were always debates going on within the administration about what the policy should be or shouldn't be. In this administration, there's no debate. They eliminate anyone who raises a question. They're gone. They're out. All the generals who told them in advance that you can't occupy Iraq with 150,000 troops, it's nowhere near enough. They said you're not going to have a cakewalk. You're going to be caught in an insurgency. You're not prepared. All these generals were just summarily fired or dismissed in some way. For example, the Japanese American who was, I think, the chief of the Joint Chiefs, the head of the Joint Chiefs, Bush simply just appointed his successor a year before he was to step down. So that just basically stripped him of all authority. You see what I mean? Everyone started nosing up to the successor. So in this Bush regime, there isn't any debate. There's no room for disagreement. If you disagree, you're a traitor. You're anti-American. You're against Bush. This is an administration based on the principle that you are with us or you are against us. So they see any kind of debate, helpful criticisms, constructive criticisms, this means you're against them. They'll get you. And I think they have been very successful in intimidating a lot of people. And I do agree that there are good people, and they can't stand it any longer. And a lot of them are speaking out, some while they were still in office, more as they've been run off. But the government itself keeps closed ranks.
Let's go to the phones. First up, Richard in Alabama. You're on with Paul Craig Roberts. Hello, Richard.
Hi. Mr. Roberts.
Sure.
Can it be proven that there was a real hijacking on 9/11?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm not an expert on that, and I couldn't answer that question. I can only say I'm highly suspicious of the story we've been given.
I have been watching. I need to know, has there ever been any witness to come forward who said, I went to the boarding gate and I saw Jane get on the airplane and I saw Jane fly away? And has there ever been a funeral where there was an open casket where we could see there was a real body of somebody killed in one of those crashes? I don't think there's ever been one of those things.
Those are good questions. And these are the things that we should have been debating this all these years. And we should be demanding answers.
If the government really wanted to jerk some tears over 9/11, they would get some of the family members who went to the boarding gate and saw their loved ones get on the airplane. Those would be perfect tearjerker witnesses, but I haven't seen one yet.
Well, that's a very good point. I hadn't thought of that. I had seen newspaper accounts that the British Broadcasting Corporation claims to have located five or six of the so-called hijackers, and yeah, they're alive and well in the Middle East. Now, I don't know if those stories are correct, but and they may not be, but if they are, it's extremely curious how people who were the hijackers in planes that crashed are somehow alive and well in the Middle East. I think it's also very strange that they found the passports of these people and all that rubble of the, you know, you wouldn't expect that you would find their passports. It'd all be, if the fires were hot enough to melt steel and collapse buildings, and not going to be any passports lying there for them to conveniently find and all those tons and tons of rubble. So many things about it don't really make any sense. But I don't know. I'm not an expert. I haven't studied it except from the physics standpoint. And I don't believe those buildings could possibly have collapsed at free fall speed into their own footprints because they were hit by airplanes.
Anything,
of course not.
Anything else, Richard?
Well, that was my major thought.
Well,
yeah, that's a very, very good point. I'll think about that and pass that on to people.
All right. Richard, thank you. I appreciate your call. Don in Ohio. Hello, Don.
Hello. I had a question, if you think this is a link or not. Since everybody's deciding to turn away from the dollar and go euro and everything else, now, correct me if I'm wrong, Iran's changing over on March 23rd, right?
That is what I understand.
Okay, well, that's also the day that the Fed's going to stop publishing the statistic called the M3, which is the basically considered the best guide to how much new currency the Fed is creating. And I find it strange that they're stopping it on the same day that, you know, Iran's doing that.
Well, and ironically, I just got a phone call today that this fellow has a friend that works in customs, and there was a plane that left Miami International bound for the Cayman Islands, and you'll never guess what was on that plane. It was loaded down with freshly printed $100 bills. Now, I've got to track this one down to find out exactly what they're doing, but you're right. This is more than coincidence.
Mm-hmm.
This is more than coincidence. By the way, I wanted to mention this to Paul. This Bretton Woods Agreement, you're familiar with that. It was done in 1944, and they made the, since there was so much bombing and mayhem and so much furniture that was broken, they decided the best way for reconstruction and loaning money out would be through the Bretton Woods Agreement, and the dollar became the world's reserve currency. Well, people are bailing out of that dollar right now. We are not in a very good position in this country right now. The Office of Management and Budget, I've stated this many times on this program, they came out about a year and a half ago and said, well, wait a minute here. Actually, it was over that length of time. It's probably more like 2 years. They came out and said, well, wait a minute. The debts and obligations of the federal government, we figured it up. It was $51 trillion. The people that I've been talking to recently saying, no. That's a low number. It's over 70. It may be as high as 85 trillion. We're in a lot of trouble here because what was happening is they were linking the oil and the sale of that oil worldwide to the dollar. This is the problem Iraq had. Saddam Hussein said, nope, not going to do it anymore. Iran said, nope, not going to do it anymore. And we're having other countries disassociate themselves in greater and greater percentages every single day. They're dropping more and more of that dollar. What does that spell for us?
Higher debt.
Well,
on
John,
each of us, if that is. Because everything is going to go up.
Yeah.
I think that this is a bit overblown. The dollar is the reserve currency, largely because of the pound wore out, so much war debt. And to get rid of the dollar, you have to have a substitute. And there's no clear sign of a substitute.
Yeah, it's called a euro.
Well, it's not. It looked for a bit like it might take the role, but the French and the Dutch voted down the European Union, and the euro fell back a lot. And people are, the euro has a tremendous problem, too, because it's a made-up currency, and people don't really know that this European Union thing is going to work, because even though the politicians are for it, the people, when they get a chance to vote on it, vote against it. They want to keep their own national countries. So it's not clear. The Japanese will not accept the role. The Chinese won't accept the role, and the Chinese aren't ready for it anyhow. So probably the dollar is going to hang in there as a reserve currency simply because there's no good substitute on the scene. Now, what that means is that we can continue to be irresponsible because if you're the reserve currency, you can get away with things that other people can't get away with because people do hold your currency because it's the reserve. Whereas if it's not and you consistently run large budget deficits and large trade deficits, you pay a very big price. We've avoided that price. And in a way, that makes it worse because it lets us keep on running the red ink. And when the reckoning does come, it will be severe, but I don't think it'll be brought on by Iran. If you think about it, our two biggest bankers are the Japanese and the Chinese. And both of those countries hold enough treasury bonds, U.S. treasury bonds, that if they dump them or even threaten to, the chaos would be dramatic. The chaos in the United States, the interest rates would tend to go toward infinity, and the value of the dollar would tend to go zero, simply because there would be no market for them.
Well, it's only 4% over zero right now. How much? The question is, how much lower than 4% can you go on the dollar with it absolutely being worth nothing? And I think this is what the rest of the world is starting to figure out, that we've been a little bit too irrationally exuberant, I think we've heard that term before, with the open checkbook policy in Washington, D.C., and they could have staved this thing off. But we've got a president right now, Paul, that has spent more money than all previous presidents in this country combined.
There's no doubt that they're big spenders. There's no doubt about it. There's no doubt that they're big spenders. There's no doubt that they're inattentive. They're full of hubris. They think they're a superpower. I don't think a country is a superpower if its bankers can destroy it.
Yeah.
And our bankers certainly could. I mean, suppose that China decides that we're deep enough in trouble in the Middle East that they'll just grab Taiwan. There's really nothing we could do about it. And if we made any threats, they'd just say, oh, well, we've got several hundred billion treasury bonds here. Would you like to buy them? And, of course, we got nothing to buy them with.
But would they do that? Because next year it's projected that the trade deficit with China alone is going to be over $1 trillion a year.
No, it couldn't be that high.
You don't think?
No, what you may be talking about is that the total United States current account deficit, if the kind of trends of the past few years hold, it could actually hit $1 trillion. But that's for the whole world. That's with everybody.
But aren't we running over $700 billion a year with China alone right now?
No. That's the trade deficit right now. It's $726 billion with the whole world. And the current account deficit is about $800 billion. So, but that's with the whole world. I think our trade deficit with China, let's see, I think last year it was like $160 billion. I think it's maybe $200 billion now. These are large figures, Don. That's a big enough figure. That's an enormous sum for a superpower to be running with what's supposed to be a third world country. We're actually dependent on China for all sorts of manufacturing products and for advanced technology products. We have a trade deficit with China in advanced technology products. A lot of this is because American firms have relocated their plants from American locations to Chinese locations because the cost of labor is so much less, and the Chinese government doesn't harass them to the extent that the American government does. So a lot of what is trade deficit is really the offshore production of U.S. goods. So in other words, every time we outsource something, the trade deficit goes up. I'm not saying this excuses it or makes it any less of a problem, but we're creating our own problem. The outsourcing, it turns domestic produced goods and services into imports. That's what outsourcing does. And I think that's why the trade deficit has been rising so rapidly. It's not that we're losing head-to-head competition, their goods produced in China versus our goods produced here. What's happening is we're not producing our goods here. We're producing them in China. So they get counted as imports from China when they come back into the country. So, and I think that's the reason the trade deficit is expanding so much. It has the same effect of putting tremendous amounts of dollars in Chinese and other foreign hands, and they use those dollars to buy up our assets. They buy up our real estate.
Right.
They buy up our companies.
They're buying our infrastructure. Don in Ohio, I want to thank you for calling in. We've got absolutely slam phones here, so I got to move on.
Okay. All right.
John in the Cayman Islands. Hello, John.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. I just had an observation. It looks like the discussion is all within a box. And I'm in the Forex market, and I know that the currencies, all of them, are manipulated. I know also that the gold markets are manipulated. And who's behind it? I've heard all types of ideas about that, but all of this is arranged. Who is arranging it? I don't know, but I just know within my heart that it is arranged. The presidency and you know, the country and, you know, the wars and all of this is arranged as well. And I'm just a person, but I can look at the world objectively, and I'm able to think. And from what I'm hearing, I hear your guest, and I can appreciate everything that he's accomplished, but I believe it's all within a box. And I just wanted to make the comment because he has worked at the higher ends of government, and I used to work with the government as well, of the U.S.
That's probably why you're in the Caymans right now, right?
I was in the military, and I used to work for the government in Washington. So I just want to hear a little bit more that's outside the box, because if not, I have to take a view that we really haven't accomplished that much in you know, the conversation that we're having over the radio. So that's all I wanted to make.
Thank you, John. I appreciate your call. Any comment on that?
You know, I hear this a lot from people. They think that some powerful force is in charge doing things. And I suppose it's just because so much doesn't make any sense that it could look that way. My own opinion as an economist and having been in the government, because I was in charge of domestic economic policy, and it's always possible something's going on that I wouldn't have ever known about, but at our morning staff meetings, Treasury, Secretary, all the top people, I never saw anything like this. What we were concerned with was, one, getting through the president's tax program so that we could get a handle on the stagflation, because that was clearly something governments couldn't control, and we had a program that we thought could stop it, and it did. So we were concerned with how we're going to get President's tax program through, and we were concerned on how we, you know, we're going to manage selling new bonds to pay off the old bonds. That is, the Assistant Secretary for Domestic Finance, he was always faced with having to auction bonds to pay off the ones coming due, because that's how they pay them off, is sell more bonds. And at that time, because there was stagflation, there was very high interest rates. And the question was, did you want to issue a lot of long-term bonds at 15% interest when you had a program that you thought was going to bring interest rates down to 4 or 5 or 6%? And those were the kinds of discussions that we had. And we would meet also regularly with Paul Volcker at the Fed, because we were trying to explain to him what our economic policy was, because he was terrified that if you cut taxes when inflation's already high, it would make it go even higher, and the president would blame him. He was about to have a nervous breakdown. So those were the kind of things we were dealing with. We, if there's somebody running the world, they never told us. I don't think they ever told Don Regan either, because he would usually end up asking us what to do. So
on the issues of at least domestic policy, I'll tell you what. Let me try to squeeze one more caller in here. John in California. Hello, John.
How you doing, John Stadmiller and Dr. Paul Roberts, Craig Roberts? It's a pleasure to talk to you guys today. And I just had a comment or a couple of comments, Dr. Roberts. I don't think many of us have the luxury of being too undecided after the most significant event in our lifetime happens 4.5 years ago. There's so much that's been printed in the way of books and websites on what happened on 9/11, and two sources, if you haven't seen them yet, one is Scholars for the Truth 9/11. It's ST911.org.
Yes, I know that site, and I know those people.
Okay.
I have a lot of confidence in Stephen Jones and David Ray Griffin. Yeah.
Well, let me ask you this. I know you're a regular on Alex Jones, and I think one of the most damning pieces of evidence that even a non-physicist would understand is what happened at the one building that did not get hit by a plane. It was World Trade Center Building Number 7, a 47-story office.
Right, I know all about that. It's a mystery.
How do you explain that? How do you explain Lee Silverstein, the owner, saying, let's pull it, and that's on an audio tape or in sworn testimony, and it was presented to the 911 Commission before they made the report, and they ignored it? And what are the implications of that? If it was a controlled, which it was a controlled demolition, when did they put the charges in? It takes several weeks to several months to put those charges in.
John,
that's
we're,
right.
We're flat
that,
running out of time.
Okay, well, a pleasure talking to both you gentlemen.
Okay, thank you, John. I appreciate it. And
that's exactly the case.
Yeah.
That was controlled demolition. It certainly looks like it.
All right. We're flat out of time, Paul Craig Roberts. I appreciate you coming on the air. And, folks, if you want to read Mr. Roberts' articles, you can go to lourockwell.com. They archive a lot of them. And we appreciate your time today, Paul. Thank you.
Well, John, I'm glad to be with you, and thank you for sharing your audience with me.
All righty, sir. Thank you. Folks, we'll be back with you tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report. It's one of those days you just got to go,
America is at war right now. It's not a war against Iraq, nor is it a war against terrorism. It's a new war for our independence. At stake is our Constitution and the very freedoms we enjoy every day. You see, power-hungry politicians are quietly advancing something deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim they are merely promoting trade by turning North and South America into a huge economic union. But in reality, it's a brazen scheme to eliminate the authority of the U.S. government, submitting our nation to the whims of a new regional superpower. America as we value it will steadily disappear, as will our rights, our Constitution, and our freedoms. Help win the war against the FTAA. Go to stoptheftaa.org and help keep America free. That's stoptheftaa.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.